I said, I go to the grave before I be a bitch nigga. Better behave you dealing with some rich niggas as William Leonard Roberts III, the second, the first, whatever, nigga. Run that shit.
And I want to show you how you all look like beautiful stars tonight.
You good, nigga?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, yo. Hold up, man. We got to get right. I'm about to make y'all go deaf with this one. Let me go down a little bit.
This was all going out tone, man.
Yo. Yo, man, you see me. I see a lot of rappers. They nervous now. They tucking that jewelry. Don't run up on me. I got security both sides. Yo, what up, Millie? I danced. Oh, yeah. Y'all about to get this intro. Yo, what up, people? Man, raise that shit up a little bit. For the rest of our life, live fast, die young. All right, but you cut that bit. Yo, what's good, people? Welcome to episode 69.
Giggity.
Oh, I forgot. Hold on, I'm about to get Hollywood on niggas now. Fuck that. Episode 69 of the TMI podcast. Toxic masculinity issues. We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. You know who the fuck I am, man.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good because I know the whole block watching.
Fucking drop of the year, even though niggas hating on me. Hey. What's my nigga name? Run it.
Hold on, y'all niggas playing with me, man. I am the Omega.
DJ Lane Rolly. According to the crowd, this the drop of the year.
Man, the crowd. Just cause he built like 10 niggas don't make him a crowd. To build the empire, you're not gonna do it solo. Like Rome wasn't built in a day. The earth wasn't built in one day. Allegedly, it was built in 7 days, I think, or six.
It was six days and a 7 day rest. Yeah,
yeah. So, like with this TMI podcast, we growing. So our team got to grow,
right?
And we gave niggas titles without putting work in,
right?
Like, well, now we got like niggas with real titles. So I got to welcome Millie to the team. I don't know what he is, fucking senior editor. I don't know. Get a good title.
All that shit.
He do a lot, man. So I welcome my bro to the team. And we trying to do big things. And y'all better find us on YouTube, Umbrella Effect, man. Yo, say first, how your week was?
It was good. Just regular shit. No, nothing big. Just work. You know, same shit. Every week.
All right. I'm not sure. Wait. I know Sunday. Sunday was fucking dope.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sunday was fucking immaculate. My mom, her birthday is August 4th.
Right.
We couldn't celebrate with her. But now we and my nephew, my great nephew named Savai. Yeah. His birthday was September 11th. I mean, fuck America. I mean,
right.
What up, Savai? So we threw like a joint birthday party for my mom and my nephew. So fucking dope, man. Just the family getting together, eating.
Right.
Man, it was so dope. My mom having fun. Dana, William came, headed by Jamie. Been in Brookdale. And my nephew, shout out to Savai, he got autism.
Right.
So he not verbal. He had his own cake, right?
Yeah.
Man, they put the cake right there. He blew out the candles. This nigga ran to the drawer to get a knife. like he turned full. This nigga sprinted. We had to stop that boy and give him a butter knife. I mean, the plastic butter knife and shit. Because he was trying to cut that cake. Yo, that was that was dope as hell. The most, I ain't going to lie, bro. The older I get, I'm letting you know. The most important thing on this world is family.
Right.
Like, nothing more important. And my friends are like family. Like, right. You know, I rock with y'all niggas. Right.
Hey, them moments, that's what really matter, dog. Like, that's the ones that stick with you. Like, in the long term. Like, you don't never forget shit like that.
Oh. I spent another $80 on 2K.
Nigga, I'm about to start a 2K anonymous in this motherfucker, dog. Yeah.
Yo, I ain't the only one. That nigga Millie said, me and him make the most players. We buy I mean, we do that shit like
crazy. How many niggas you got? Five?
I only got three.
Three?
Yeah, I got two centers and a point guard. All them, well, 1'6", 10, other 2'6", 9. I'm Magic. We normally don't start off on sports, right. but we got to bring this to the table, bro. Yo, this nigga was a nasty man when he was sending out dick pics,
right?
To that reporter, like he always got something negative to say about like everybody that's speaking up for the culture. Like, nigga hated Kaepernick. He was hating on Kaepernick for taking a knee.
Right.
This nigga steals from the lowest form of people. I'm talking about Brett Bitch-Ass Favre. First of all, he's from Kiln, Mississippi. That's a trash-ass place, first of all. Right. Nothing good about Kiln. That sound racist. It sound like kill niggas in Mississippi. Yo, tell me I'm lying. That shit sound hella racist. But yo, like he was a pro quarterback, NFL player. I know he made money. He got them poo-ass Gene Wrangler commercials.
The Wranglers?
Nobody wear Wranglers. Except for niggas in Kiel wear Wranglers. I wish I would catch a nigga in a pair of Wranglers. You got a pair of Wranglers?
Hell no.
Hey, Millie, you got a pair of Wranglers? Aye. Fucking Wranglers. Real comfortable jeans.
Wranglers.
They might be comfortable, but I ain't trying them on. Yo, but Mississippi is probably the poorest state.
Ain't no problem. They last.
I know it's, we up there, Alabama. We all up there.
Yeah.
But Mississippi got to be the poorest state.
Yeah.
How you steal from people welfare funds? That is so despicable.
That's. I'm trying to get my words together. But bro, you fucking Brett Favre. All the niggas in the, you know, Dan Marino. You know all these niggas. Joe Montana. You could have a fucking fundraiser and raise the fucking money with your NFL brothers. Like, why would you take welfare money to build a fucking a gymnasium for volleyball? Not to, like, buy food and hand it out, and because they're not doing right with the shit. So I'm going to take it upon myself to give me the money, and I'm going to go do something with it. Like, you go build a fucking gym with fucking welfare money so people can't even buy food.
Yo, the funny thing is, like, Brett, I think he's Republican because he speak about everything against, like, Democrats and shit. And Mississippi, it's probably in their best interest to vote Democratic on stuff, but they still vote Republican. So the niggas y'all love and support is stealing from you.
Right. Like, that's crazy. And they do love them some Brett Favre.
And I come on this podcast and I make fun of Mississippi a lot. Because it's a trash-ass state with fucking a bunch of hillbilly rednecks who dumb as fuck. Not all Mississippi Jackson cool. But, like, Mississippi trash, and they do shit like this. But the worst thing is the governor. What's his name? Phil Bryant?
Yeah.
The former governor. Like, y'all voted this nigga in. He's red. Y'all voted this nigga in. He's stealing from y'all blatantly. And what's happening? Nothing. He not gonna get prosecuted or nothing.
Exactly.
He gotta live. The Mississippi ain't the richest state, and he ain't making bread like that. Go find that nigga. Go hunt him. Cause y'all hunt niggas. I know that. Back, I forgot when it was. When it was support the white, that alt white. I mean that alt right thing, and it was holding tiki torches.
Yeah,
I know they probably had their torches. Let's get niggers.
That's the Proud Boys. That's they call them niggers.
I'll be proud when niggas pop them in the head.
Like, bro, like
2017. That's when it was. Five years ago.
Yeah.
They fucking having a support the white, unite the white or whatever. Oh man, Mississippi trash, dude. And Brett Favre getting off scot free. Like, this is embezzlement. This is fraud. He should be in jail.
He should be in jail. They talking about, I think he's talking about paying the shit back or whatever. Some shit like that.
It don't work like that.
Yeah, dude. Like, if I pay it back, no, it don't work like that.
Like, I can't rob a bank and be like, well, if I pay it back.
No, nigga, you supposed to be going to jail. He not, because it's Brett Favre and the fucking the governor. But, like, this shit crazy, though. Like, this man really stole $5 million. You know, that's a lot of money, though. $5 million.
that money that he probably makes an endorsement. He could have
donated
that Wrangler shit.
Even if he didn't want to do it, I won't give my money. Hey, Joe Montana. Hey, Dan Marino. Hey, Jerry Rice. Who I did a commercial with? I could call Jerry Rice.
Force that boy. Rice don't fuck with that boy. Rice a real nigga. I don't fuck with that nigga.
But it's better than stealing. At least ask.
He better call Riley Cooper.
Fuck. At least, but damn, nigga. At least be like, hey.
And Bill
hey,
Romanowski.
Call Romo. Fuck. Be like, hey, Romo. We both hate niggas. Let's build this gym for my daughter so she can play volleyball in it.
Daughter probably trash, too. Probably getting fucked by a nigga right now as we speak. Ass fucking though. Take this nigga dick. Oh, this was supposed to be a clean pie, but oh well. That's out the window.
Nigga, we say that every week.
Oh, yeah, breath off, dog. Oh, yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
The Jada Pinkett Award. I fucking hate you, Brett, whatever your middle name is, Favre. And your father hated you. That's why he died. Your father died because he hated you so much. Because you're a trash-ass son. I think his wife left him, too. Her name, Deanna? Deanna?
Yeah.
She hated him, too.
I think she did him, yeah. shit.
Hold up. How you got a black middle name? His middle name Lorenzo. He hate niggas but got a black middle name. Dog. His nigga named Brett Lorenzo Favre. Dog. He could have won Brett Leroy Favre.
I ain't never heard of a white man named Lorenzo in my life though.
Not first name, Jared Lorenzo for Kentucky.
That was Lorenzen.
Oh yeah, alright. Lorenzo.
You can name Lorenzo though. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, but on a more positive note, shout out to the light skinned assassin. Steph Curry about to sign a deal with Under Armour. I think worth like a billy or something. Like,
yeah.
Well deserved. Like, he pretty much keep that company afloat.
Right.
Because I've never owned a pair of Under Armours. But I see the white folks always wearing them. They love that shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
kids, yeah, they.
Kids and adults, they got the shoes and the shirt Under Armour. Only thing I know about them is they had a commercial with Vernon Davis.
Click, yeah, because it used to click, be click. Just football shit at first. It was, and Ray Lewis, he was wearing the shit.
I fuck that nigga. Your time coming, Ray Lewis. But it's good seeing Steph come right up. Because, yo, he do everything the right way. Oh, I saw a quote from that boy recently. That boy say his only regret of his career was not boycotting in 2017 Donald Sterling. Because they played the Warriors. The Clippers played in the playoffs or something. Yeah. He said his only regret was not boycotting. He said, that's a real nigga, dog. Like, but that whole team full of real niggas. Right. I don't like Clay, but Clay, he ain't do nothing fake to me. Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he always. You know
how I feel about
up.
That boy.
Yeah, he always speaking up.
Always speak up for the culture.
Right.
Draymond outspoken as he's speaking up. Steph, he's gonna speak up.
Right.
I love the fact that in this day and age, athletes do speak up. They speak their mind.
Right.
Like, I mean, I might talk about LeBron all the time, but off the court, I love this nigga.
Right.
Like, I already told you, something happened to LeBron, it's gonna be a civil. I'm going for that nigga. Cause I got a number of respect and admiration for a nigga who came out the hood, bought his people up. He doing the same thing I'm trying to do.
Right.
Like, he bought his people up. He put his people on.
On, yeah. He put them on.
Married his queen. Got three beautiful fucking kids.
And then he did it so legit. Like, he ain't just like, oh, I'm going to make you my agent. No, he went, you're going to go to college. Then you're going to become my agent. I'm going to pay for you to go to school. And then you're going to do it the right way instead of just kind of your homeboy handling your shit so he can fuck that up. No, you're going to learn how to do this shit the right way. And then we're going to go from there. Like, he ain't just give niggas jobs, dog. Like, he help people get educated first so they can know how to do the shit. Like, that you got to give props to that. Like, I'm going to go make all this money. Put niggas through colleges. That ain't cheap.
Oh, I mean, it's cheap to him.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't have to do that. He could have been like, fuck y'all niggas and ghosted everybody.
Nah, shout out to LeBron James, right. Maverick Carter, and Rich Paul. You know, we was that, you be Mary Carter, Andrea be Rich Paul.
Don't forget about Randy, dog. The behind the scenes nigga, dog.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because he behind the scenes, man.
That's Millie now. Way behind the scenes. Oh, but shout out to Steph Curry. Oh, say, bro, I think we was we just finished recording and they had a boxing match.
Yeah, I saw it after you left.
Say Adrian Peterson. How you beat the shit out your kid? But you let Le'Veon Bell whoop you. Cause that nigga with a real punch. That boy face was like his face turned like nigga knocked him the fuck out.
I don't know why he agreed to that shit though.
He probably thought he could fight.
Just like Nick Young did.
But Nick said, Nick Young, I ain't see the fight. Nick say Nick Young said he was whooping him the whole fight. No, that he got. Because you know that happened. Like, nigga walk you the whole fight, then connect and clock you.
That's not what happened, though. I saw the clip. He was doing this. Like, he was punching like this.
But like, you stabbing somebody.
Yeah, see, he longer. He tall, so he was doing this and moving. And then he ended up falling out the ring. I don't even know how the fuck he did that shit. Like, that shit was embarrassing. Like, this nigga. That shit was embarrassing, dog.
I don't know celebrity box, none of that boxing shit, because nigga knocked me out. The gloves coming off. Now you get fist. Like, this nigga, wow. Growing up, I was an avid WWE fan. Like, I loved wrestling growing up. Favorite wrestler, Shawn Michaels. Nigga, let a rock going around quoting, "It doesn't matter." All that shit. Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Nigga loved it. I went to WrestleMania. I saw Undertaker lose. I saw him lose the first time at WrestleMania. I was there live. I saw Hell in a Cell. I've been to this shit. November to Remember. That's ECW. I've been to buku pay-per-views.
Right.
I stopped watching because, like, storylines got kind of trash and it's predictable. It's bad. And now I'm looking at the upcoming pay-per-view. They got the WWE top dog, Roman Reigns. That's your nigga. That's your nigga, right? Yeah. Fighting Logan Paul. That's right. That's yeah, true, huh?
That's about that's for views.
Yo, if I work with that company, how disrespected do I feel?
Yeah, you're right.
Yo, I put years, time and effort into my craft, and I can't headline, but this nigga, man, that company is so trash, I can't wait till they fucking belly up.
Damn, I'm going belly up.
When the AEW get it right, because I watched a little bit of once. Like the last week, I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, they got a lot of backstage shit they got to get right first, dog. Like, I won't go into details about what happened a couple weeks ago, but they EVPs got into a fist fight with CM Punk.
I heard about Punk fighting somebody. I heard about Punk fighting somebody.
The vice presidents.
Like I don't. I mean, I don't watch wrestling no more because it's bad. But that shit trash, by the way.
Yeah, if I was fucking like Seth Rollins or one of them top dogs, I'd feel some kind of way about this shit because that nigga ain't have a title match in years.
Should I quit? Yo. Yo, this was big in entertainment. Let's talk about this. I told you, I made it clear on this podcast how much I love representation.
Right.
Like, and on TV when they got gay shit going on.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of gay shit, but I don't mind it because gays need to be represented on TV because they're real people.
Right.
So I was super ecstatic when Haley Bailey was already casted as Ariel on A Little Mermaid.
Right.
Because now these young black girls
right.
could see somebody that looks like them on the screen. They feel empowered.
Right.
So I love that kind of shit. White folks are up in arms.
Yes. They're seriously up in arms.
Yo, because I saw a nigga try to make a scientific claim why a mermaid shouldn't be black. I don't know how you add fiction to science. They try to make a claim.
The white people are they throw it off, dog. Like they crazy.
And white people are trash.
Like how you upset that a fictional character these people, they decided we don't want this, that we want to do a new Little Mermaid. We want it to be a person of color.
And it wasn't like, hold up. The funny thing is, it wasn't like she was handed a job.
Right.
Her audition was so dope. She beat the shit out everybody.
Right.
Her vocals and shit, like, she beat the shit out everybody.
But they've been talking about this for a couple years. Why all of a sudden is it a problem today?
They was mad then. And
they was mad then because I didn't hear nothing. When she first said it, I ain't seen nobody say nothing about it.
Nah, I saw it then. They were mad then, and now it came back. They're mad now.
Like, but they could be the fucking, you know what a Persian is? It ain't fucking Jake Gyllenhaal.
I fuck with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I fuck with Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, he a good actor, but he shouldn't have been the Prince of Persia.
Not his sister. Trash.
Oh, Matt, you don't like Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Wasn't she in Batman?
Yeah.
Poo ass fucking Rachel Dawes.
Rachel Dawes, yeah. Like, fucking, like, nigga, did you saw that Dragon Ball Z movie? Shit was terrible.
I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
They had a white Goku who didn't know how to do nothing. A white man played Goku.
Well, Passion of the Christ, that a white Jesus.
Yeah. Like they got all kinds of white. Every fucking movie that's based in Africa could be a white dude. Like, bro, how much? Like, damn.
They had Brad Pitt play Nelson Mandela.
Nigga, Tom Cruise is the Last Samurai, nigga.
Hold up. Right. I said, bro, you think Ross is racist?
The grocery store?
Yeah. They ain't got that many Japanese people in in New Orleans. I don't see that many. But all the motherfuckers work at Ross's doing sushi. Go get some sushi from Ross's, man. All the things Japanese. Like, where they foul you at, nigga? Where they foul you, son?
How you know they Japanese, nigga? They might be Asian. But not necessarily Japanese.
I know, like, sushi's a Japanese dish, so I assume it's... Nah, fucking nigga, I ain't trying to sound racist, but, you know, I'm not going to tell them... I can't tell them apart. Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Thai, Cambodian. I mean, they all look alike. It's like white folks. They all look alike. But they say we look alike. I get confused with The Rock all the time.
Nobody don't confuse you with no fucking Rock, nigga. You did it like Griff when y'all both had that bow in that beard. That nigga was mad. You stole his look. That nigga was upset.
Ain't my fault that boy started going bald at 17. Shit. Yeah, but. Yo, that's whack as fuck. That somebody, and then I'm glad she got thick skin because, she a kid to me. She's 22. Yeah. Like, she a baby to me, and she got to face the backlash from the world and then the media. And I hate saying media, fuck media, because technically, right now the role we play, we're media now.
Right.
We became that, and we give information to people, so people do look forward to us to give. Critiques, right. Insight, but the fact that like these whitewash publications or these racist people who stuck set in their ways going to attack this young girl,
right?
I'm glad she got a thick skin because it might be some people demoralize them,
right? Especially, I think what helped her absorb the blow was the video that went around, the compilation video, the girls watching the trailer. That shit, I mean, it made me tell a little bit.
Some of the kids.
Yeah, the kids. Like, because she said she saw, people was tagging her in it, so she saw it. She was like, you know, that helped me get through this time.
If y'all tagging, I tag her to this TMI podcast too. Shit. She can be a guest on this motherfucker. Bring your fine ass sister.
Nigga, they both fine, nigga.
Nah, one of them look like a kid to me. Like, Haley look like a kid to me. Like, I see her as like a child.
Nigga, she what, 22? The other one like 23.
24.
24. Nigga, what's the difference?
One look old, one look young. Like, I don't want nobody looking young. Shit. I ain't R. Kelly, but don't look young at me.
Nigga said don't look young at me. Look old. Don't look this. Don't look old at me. What the fuck that mean, nigga?
I say stupid stuff. I don't know, nigga. All right, like, what else going on in entertainment? Oh, shit. Hey, yo, I hate rap. I hate rap. I hate new rappers. I hate rapper social lives. I said, bro, I don't give a fuck about Dirk. Dirkio. I don't give a fuck about India. Apparently, they broke up. Like, I don't care about him breaking up with her. I don't care about Moneybagg Yo looking like William from Girlfriends. I don't care about him breaking up with Ari. Yeah. Was it Fletcher?
I don't know her last name. I just know Ari.
She bad.
She all right to me. I don't like her face.
Oh, her face terrible. Her face like a Cabbage Patch Kid. But her body's crazy.
I mean, they put a lot of money into it. It better be crazy.
Nah, I seen people put money in their bodies. They look bad.
I mean, yeah, because you got to go to the, you got to get the right proportion and shit.
She got it everywhere. Oh, but I don't care about Dirk and India breaking up. You care?
No.
All right, sorry, people. Can't report on it. I don't give a fuck. But apparently put on his Instagram story some old that kitty mine or some bullshit. Ain't he a tough guy? I mean, ain't he like a street nigga or something?
O-Block. Chicago nigga. I don't know if he the shooter. I know his cousin was a shooter. We going to talk about him later. But I don't know how much dirt he did. He might just be around niggas who doing dirt.
Might be a tough guy, but like, he don't intimidate me at all.
I mean, I ain't never seen him like be tough. Some niggas might put out, like NBA YoungBoy put them spazzing videos out.
Like, no, NBA, like I wouldn't do nothing YoungBoy because he seems like he bites me. Like, he looks like he bites people, and I don't like getting bitten. Like, he growl at you and stuff. Right. Like, NBA YoungBoy scares me. Like, he won't fight. He's gonna bite you.
You gotta put him down like a dog, huh?
Yeah. Gotta put that boy to collar and walk him. Come on, young boy. Go for a walk. Oh. But I don't care about Dirk and
apparently he cheated on her. Like, that's not nothing new. Like, that's what niggas, that's what rappers do.
Now you damn about to be faithful as a rapper? Nigga. Hold up. India is not Beyonce. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. You think I'm about to be faithful to your ass? She.
I saw the chick he cheated with. I mean, she looked like she nasty.
Nigga, he a rapper. Every chick is nasty.
Like, I saw the booty clapping video she had put out.
I think I saw somebody post this first baby moms. She trash.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, Lord. She drugged and raped him because, like, say something you could do better. Like, damn, nigga. You must have been in love. Cause that was bad.
Oh, Lord.
You got money now. Like, hope he fixed up a little bit.
I think she, I don't know. I don't even see her. Like, they don't talk about her like she don't exist.
She's unattractive. Nobody wants to see her on TV.
But you could, like, build her up. Like, build a bitch.
She could write a book, but we don't want to see you on camera. You done by radio. I be talking like I'm this super handsome model looking nigga. Cause I call motherfuckers ugly easily. Shout out to Whoa, that boy in Disney. Whoa might be the ugliest human being I see in person. I mean, Whoa, unattractive. Let me stop. That's my nigga, man. Ugly ass nigga. All right, also with this couple shit, I'm sick of Blueface and Krishan.
I've been sick of Blueface, though.
Wait, he had a song. What song it was?
Shit, it was just in my head like 30 seconds ago.
Hey, Fact Man, Blueface, what song it was? I forgot. It was like a hit.
Bust Down shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Cardi went off on that, boy. Hold up.
I ain't hear. She did. Yeah. It was a remix or something?
I think she on the song.
No, she ain't on the regular song.
She on the remix then.
Yeah, I ain't never heard the remix.
You sure?
Yeah, I never heard it. Like, I'm not listening to no Blueface on my fucking phone. Man,
Cardi ain't talking nasty.
She always talking nasty.
Man, what's on? Man, talking about something I don't swallow Plan B. I just swallowed a nut. What song that is? She ain't that talking nasty.
She talking nasty on what?
But I am like, damn, man, Cardi B.
They all talk nasty. Nigga, the City Girls, man, that's why I listen to them. Oh. Shit, like, niggas be like, oh, them bitches can't rap. Nigga, they talk about getting their pussy. I won't hear that. Oh. Enlighten me.
Shout to Meg, bro.
Shit.
Shout to Meg. I was at work, and she put out an Instagram story. She had these little gray shorts on, and she was just,
man, that thing be she moving, was moving, boy. That,
nigga.
When she be on her live, I be in that motherfucker.
Nigga, my dick got harder than trigonometry. That dog, I was at work. I had to calm down. Like, let me turn this video off.
Nigga,
oh,
she
Lord.
She stay doing that. Nigga, she stay twerking, nigga.
No, nigga, that bitch was moving like a wave. That bitch was like this. Look at it. Moving like that. Like, oh, Lord. Take this video off my phone.
I think about Meg. She gonna put on some booty shorts. She don't put on a show, dog.
Oh, man. Well, that nigga Playboy Cardi. I'm trying to watch. She. What? Baby only fast. I don't care what it costs. 200, man, whatever. I don't care what it costs.
You gotta wait. You gotta pray for a downfall. You gotta wait for her to get down and out before the OnlyFans come out, dog. Because as long as she on top, she ain't gonna never do it. It's gonna be another Melissa Ford situation. Hey, you know what?
Melissa Ford, you'll be $10, bro. What you lying at? You lying, bitch? I never disrespected you ever until now. But back to this blue face shit. Apparently, him and that girl break up and fight all the time.
Yeah.
And I think she had a family function. And he knocked out her father.
He knocked him out. I saw they were fighting, but I ain't see.
Well, I didn't see the fight, but he posted, I knocked the father out. Oh, she posted, Blueface knocked my father out or something.
Lord. This shit. These niggas crazy, though. Like, what the fuck wrong with these niggas? Like, they must do hella cocaine or something, though.
Then and she missing a tooth.
Yeah, she got his face on her tooth.
Like, nigga, you got much? Get a tooth implant.
He did. His face on it. She be taking it out.
That shit comes out. Implant stay in. Oh, it's like a retainer type thing.
I think hers is like a screw-in thing or something like that. Oh, it just pop in. Yeah.
I'm about to take his shit.
Yeah, she always pull it out and then put it back in and then pull it out. Like, it's gross. It's like a trick tooth. Like, I don't understand. Like, you bust your ass to get out the hood just to act like a nigga your whole life. Like, nigga, I'm turning my back on niggas, not black people, niggas. Ain't no nigga trick going on here. I'm going to get the whitest black bitch I can find, the sedittiest of the sedity, nigga. Like, y'all gonna be all right. I'm like, they go, oh, what's up, Mike? Right, it's not Mike anymore. It's Michael now.
I don't know. I can't move like that. You know me. When I'm on TV,
I gotta look good because I know the whole block. Okay, you and 5-year-old Foreign can hang in the hood with the rocks, with the Krishan, that's her name. I want me a very nice, classy Tyra Banks type.
You have a big head ass.
Big titties, too. Big model titties, too.
I get titties anywhere. I got.
Yeah, but not them Tyra Bankses.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna find a bitch in the hood with money. I mean, I'm gonna have money, and I'm gonna get her titties done. He has nice titties. I'm sorry. I don't care about Blueface. I know the world might. I don't care about the other nigga Durkio.
Why do you keep calling this nigga Durkio?
Oh, whatever. Durkio. I don't give a fuck who it is. What's his real name? I don't give a fuck about you.
I don't know his real name.
King Von's cousin.
Yeah.
I don't care about you, nigga. Yo.
Durkio.
Yo, this popped up. I saw this shit somewhere. I think I saw it on Twitter. They sent the lady. The police had a lady as a CI. It's an informant.
Yeah.
And they sent her in a drug house. So, like, I guess set up the dude up, I think. I forgot what his name was. And I don't care what his name is. I ain't about to say it on here because I don't want school fast niggas coming for me. I don't give a fuck.
This is down here?
I think on Mississippi, somewhere close, whatever. Like, she was wearing a wire, but it didn't do live feed. It had a delay.
How many seconds?
Shit, had to be a while because they sent her in there. Nigga forced her to give him head, or they was going to beat the shit out of her. And, I mean, she did it, and they didn't catch on until, like, a while later. You know how trash police though?
Yes. Like, bro, like, y'all supposed to kick in the fucking door.
They should be in jail for incompetence. Like, I'm never going to wear a wire. I'm never going to snitch. Like, whatever you do, you got to do it to me because I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
But hypothetically, I'm in a situation where I'm wearing a wire and nigga, y'all don't bust in on time and nigga beating my ass. Like, right. Niggas tagging me and shit. And y'all finally come in. Oh, we got you down. Oh, when I get healthy... Right. It's a wrap. So like, you think you about to walk away? Y'all about either you give me $20 million tax free cash, or you and your family getting the fuck beat out you. You might die.
Like, how the they probably gonna? They should never get like these. First of all, they should be fired. Second of all, they should be in jail. Like
that whole police department should be. I'm talking about whoever.
It's banded. Yeah,
yeah. That's terrible.
Like, how the fuck you gonna hold a live feed on the wire?
You put a CI in danger.
Like, what kind of...
It didn't do anything.
What kind of fucking old-ass technology they got? Like, you could have sent her with a phone in her pocket and just called the bitch and put it on speaker. And it would have been better than a fucking... A wire with a delay on it?
Man, you know police not gonna care about informants because they was in the street. They only being informants for they could reduce their time.
Right.
They don't care about you, man.
Like, that's fucked up, dog.
Talk about what happened locally. A huge fight or something in school.
A teacher got assaulted by a student, and it was totally preventable because he called for the security guard before he even tried to. I guess the dude was wilding out, and he was holding the dude trying to get him to calm down, but the dude like broke free and started punching him in the head. Like hit him like two or three times.
Why the teacher holding on a kid?
I think he was mad about some shit, and he was telling him to calm down.
All right. When you're mad, do you like being grabbed?
I mean, if I'm wilding and you, like, chill and grab me and pull me out of a situation, I'm not going to sneak you.
That's me. I'm different.
I'm not going to punch whoever holding me, unless it's the person I won't punch.
I might hit you. I'm going to tell you back away. Like, yo, don't hold me. Move back the fuck away. Back away. I don't want to be held. Besides, leave me alone. Back away. I'm going to do what I want to do. So if you want to take these licks, it's on you. Because I want to fuck him up. If you want to take these licks, that's on you. Because somebody getting fucked up. Like, you ain't got to be no good Samaritan. Like,
that's his job. Nigga, what you mean a good Samaritan?
But it's ricochet. Like, as ricochet, you put yourself in that situation, and now you're facing the consequences.
I mean, this is why we don't have a lot of good teachers left, though. Because you're kind of victim blaming, though.
That's why?
That's one of the reasons. On top of not getting paid
I make double what teachers make.
Yeah, on top.
Like double. And I do way less work.
On top of not getting paid nothing, they not just supposed to stand there and let two students beat the fuck out of each other like it's a cage match.
That's why they got security.
He did call security. Nobody never came.
Who fault that is? That's security's fault. Say, Mike, if two people fighting at your job, aren't you going to call security or are you going to break it up?
I'm going to break it up before it even starts. And I've done that a bunch of times when two drivers get into it like that. And I grab niggas. And I push them. It ain't no, no. When I tell you to move, you're going to fucking move. I'm going to turn into fucking Willie Rolfe, and I'm going to move your ass.
You look like that nigga, too.
Fuck you.
Like Silly Rolfe, stupid looking ass.
Fuck. It ain't going to be no.
Millie Rolfe. He do like Willie Rolfe a little bit. Call that boy Millie Rolfe. That's his name.
Like if I'm gonna tell one somebody to get one nigga, I'm gonna grab the other nigga. Like if it's two niggas, once they start fighting, I ain't jumping in the middle of that bullshit because I ain't about to eat no lick. But if they just you know how niggas be with the verbal shit, I'm gonna break it up.
Depends on who fighting. Like if you and Dre fighting, I'm gonna jump into it. I'm gonna jump in the middle and make both of y'all hit me.
What if we just start tag teaming you?
I wouldn't do that. Both of y'all scared of me. So slam both y'all niggas. I think I'm the big show. let's kind of dig into this topic. All right, for starters, a quick moment of silence for PNB Rock. He was in Cali.
Right.
He went to Roscoe's. And most people who go to California and LA, they go to Roscoe's.
Right.
But they got different locations. And he was at the one in the hood.
Right.
And I guess some vigilantes, I said that word? No, not that word. So assailants, what word I'm looking for?
Assailants, yeah.
Yeah, some assailants wanted his jewelry. I don't know how it went. I know they wanted to rob him, and they wound up shooting him. But I think they got his jewelry, too. I'm not sure. One of the worst things I've seen was somebody who worked there, or a customer.
Started filming.
They filmed that shit. How you film a man bleeding to death? I saw it on Twitter, but I clicked off. I mean, I ain't look at it. I changed. I'm not looking at shit like that.
I saw the you know how they, before they start playing, like the picture show, and I saw him laying, and I just kept scrolling. Yeah, I ain't watch it either.
Yo, it's so fucked up that I talked about this already. I talked about this before on episode something, Crime and Punishment. Yeah. I forgot what episode it was, but it's called Crime and Punishment. We so happy to get recognition or clout of go viral with something, so we gonna pull our phones out instantly instead of helping somebody.
Right.
It don't make sense to me. This man on the ground dying, he bleeding to death, and you wanna record this shit and put it on social media for his mom to see? I think he got a child. For his child to see? Yeah. Like that. Once something hit the internet, it don't go away. It's there forever.
Right.
The child might be 7 years old, let me look at my daddy.
Right.
And they gotta see this shit. People are fucking trash. I hate humanity. I hate people. I hate this shit.
You're right.
You wanna go viral that bad, right? Like, ooh. In fact, you don't even monetize. Like, you didn't make no money off it, so what going viral did to you? What it did for you? You didn't make no money off it. You should tell your friends you went viral? What it did? Because they're not putting that shit on YouTube.
Right.
So, you went viral on Twitter or Facebook to not be monetized. Man, you a fucking dope.
That's trash, though. Like, you should call the fucking police. If you're going to pull out your phone, do something productive.
Call a paramedic.
Call a paramedic. Get 911 on the phone and be like, this man just got shot. I don't know what the fuck to do because he bleeding out his chest. And he bleeding. It's a lot of fucking blood. Like, do something. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, your first move is to pull out your phone. His old lady sitting right there. She probably screaming at the top of her lungs because she panicking, don't know what the fuck to do. And you, like a goofball. Like, that shit whack, dog.
It's beyond whack. I told you, I hate humanity. Hate it.
Like, why I don't even know, like, when the hell did everybody first move was to pull out their camera?
Well, when social media got popping in the world star era. So, yeah, everything, let's put it on social media, let's put it on world star, the internet, and that's getting a little notoriety. But you're not gaining it because right. Nobody knows the cameraman. Like,
right. Like, you're not getting that out of it. I don't know. Nobody know who filmed it. It go from person to person to person to person. By the time it get to everybody, they're going to trace it back to the original source. So you got nothing out of it. You embarrassed yourself because you made yourself look like a dick. And you pretty much try to take advantage of this man at his worst possible moment in his life because he fucking dying inside of a restaurant.
Yo, we're gonna deep dive into this situation. Let's talk about, for starters, I saw people blaming this girl because she dropped the IG location.
Yeah.
I found out like 5 minutes earlier he dropped the IG location.
He did.
It is whack to blame this young lady. I mean, especially if she ain't got nothing to do with it, the whole world blaming her, like, on Twitter. You know, Twitter got everybody detective, everybody Madlock. They solve every case instantly on Twitter.
Exactly.
So this woman who watched her boyfriend die firsthand,
right,
traumatized already, now she got the world painting her in a false narrative, making her look bad on the internet and shit. She probably don't want to go nowhere. Don't want to pull her phone out.
Then they talking about, oh, she didn't even post RIP yet. I would delete every social media I have on my phone. I'll never get on that shit ever again.
What the it's not official unless you say RIP?
Right.
Man, shut the fuck up, dog. I'm going to smack one of y'all motherfuckers for real, dude.
That's why I just keep scrolling, dog. I don't be wanting to, I don't have time to go back and forth with niggas online, dog. Like, you got to choose your battles wisely. A lot of shit be, like you'll read it and you kind of, then I'd be like, it ain't worth it.
She didn't say RIP. Man, you want to get the fuck out of here?
Right. Y'all blamed her for everything for what? 2 days, 3 days in a row?
Because she do what women do. Like, how many times women fucking take a picture of their fucking food?
Right.
All the fucking time.
Shit. Instead of blaming the niggas who robbed him, it probably was the same niggas he had gotten into it with earlier that month. Two or three weeks ago, somebody tried to run up on him with a gun.
I think... he not from LA.
Yeah, he not.
Oh, so he was just up there visiting. But it's like, nigga, you in the hood. Nigga probably see something like, let's see what he doing. Let's peep him out. Let's stalk him.
Right.
What's it called? Stakeout.
Stakeout, yeah. But he had got into it with a nigga a few weeks. He did somebody podcast last week. He said,
he's on my egg. That makes a bitch ass.
Yeah,
he was on egg shit.
And he said some dude tried to get him to, he tried to goad him into doing something to him. He was with his old lady and his daughter or child. I don't know if he got a daughter or not. He said, I just chilled out. But he said the dude was provoking him intentionally to try to get him to do something. So for all we know, it's the same nigga.
I remember this year, the Super Bowl was in LA. And I heard like rappers warning you like, yo, bro, this ain't for play. It's dangerous out here. I remember them saying shit like that. Right. Ice-T, a few people. And I wondered, should you check in with OGs before you hit a new city?
You shouldn't have to. But I know that if you that's that life, that culture, you got to do it. But why the fuck we the only ones got to do that shit? Fucking Brad Pitt can go whatever the fuck he want. He go, nobody ain't making shit. You better check in, Brad Pitt. You better check in, Tom Cruise. Why is always our celebrity got to do that shit?
Well, I'm going to look at it like this. We going to dig into that. That might be the portrait we paint by our music and art imitating life. If somebody's on the track saying, I do this, I got a bunch of bodies, I'm selling dope, I fuck you up, they might think you really move in that manner. So, like, all right, if you fuck him up, you gonna fuck me up. I want to see you do it. Because, hey, yo, manifest and we blow up and we doing our city tours or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm not checking in. And I'm not tucking my jewelry either.
Right.
You see me, I got about 80 on me right now. It's actually a Rolex. Not a Timex. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not tucking no jewelry in. Like, I'm not doing that shit. But I'm a hard head. I am who I am.
Right. But that shit pissed me off because, okay, I'm rapping about beat niggas up or shoot niggas. You gonna listen to this song and be like, oh, when this nigga come to LA, I want to see if he bought that life.
People do that. People want to test you.
So I know you know this song. They got a song called Stacey's Mom. You think I want to see this nigga go around fucking his friends' mamas?
Who's saying that, Good Charlotte?
I don't know. Stacey, it's all that. Yeah. It's got it going on. It's always us. Why?
It's really
Millie's mom. It's got it going on.
So she wasn't looking good at the wedding, son.
Millie, but Evo Mart, you ass like a real bell in a minute.
Yeah. All right, but back to Stacey.
This nigga ain't really fucking people's moms, nigga. It's a song. And why all that tough guy shit get people
different.
Killed.
Our genre's different. Because a lot of our music is what we've seen in our environment, what we experience. So, because some of these niggas that rap are real niggas. Mano. Like Fab Smooth is a motherfucker, but I heard Fab a street nigga. I know what Cam did. I know what Jay did. Like these are like these niggas who maneuvered in the street. So it's art imitating life. These like Stacey's mom, they talking about fucking suburb shit. Nobody moving like that. Like the rappers were really in the streets.
Right. So maybe we need to start changing the content of our music.
I can't go to that level either. Just because somebody rap about it, we should have self-control. We shouldn't.
Right.
But also, we look flashy. We look rich. If you see a nigga with fucking rings, chains, and watches on, you want that shit. Like Tom Cruise don't wear jewelry. What you gonna rob him for? Some Dockers?
No, hell, nigga, you think Tom Cruise wear Dockers? This nigga be wearing $5,000 pants.
Nobody wearing them poor ass pants though. Like nigga, ooh, let me put the Tom Cruise pants on. First of all, he's like 5'6". You can't fit his pants. Drake gotta wear his pants.
Niggas like Jeff Bezos wearing $10,000 shirts.
Yeah, but nobody wants to wear that shirt. That don't look fly. That don't look, nigga. You never seen Jeff Bezos be like, oh, this nigga, he's swaggy. Never.
I know he get bitches.
Every fucking billionaire get bitches.
Okay then.
Not one billionaire's not gonna get bitches. Okay, not one. Then. Not a single. Not nail one. What Jay-Z say? No such thing as an ugly billionaire. I'm cute. And I'm hearing he's old. Oh, he ugly. Man, he can have you if he wanted. You gonna turn him down? Cause you fucking some ugly broke nigga. You might well fuck an ugly rich nigga. They told me like, I don't know how Beyonce gonna be with him. Like, I seen some of y'all niggas. They ugly and broke. And no good. So you dating ugly, broke, no good niggas, but mad at Beyonce for dating the fucking a top tier nigga? Like this nigga really a billionaire. Right. He really to go there rapping. This nigga fucking owned the basketball team. Fucking started a sports label. Started a sports agency. He done everything. Yo nigga work at Target. And cheating on you with a chick at they work at Target. And you talk Beyonce. Like you couldn't get a Jay-Z. You can't even get a Memphis Bleek.
Fuck out of here. Why you taking shots at Bleek, dog?
Cause Bleek only one notch ahead of me. That's because by association he's one notch ahead of me.
You ain't no Bleek, man.
Oh man, but always talking about the way rappers look and shit. But maybe they should change the content of songs, because we having too many deaths right now, and it's about all right.
And they gotta stop that fake ass tough guy bullshit. Like they dying over street beef, most of them. Not all of them. Some niggas just be targeted. But some niggas be having years long beef with a nigga from years ago. Like that shit you gotta let that shit go.
Like no, I mean, I know 50 had street beef, but I'm like these new niggas. What's my nigga name? Say his name. XXX.
Tentacion.
XXX Tentacion. I once said he died. I think he was trying to buy a bike. He had like 20 bands of cash in a book sack, and nigga robbed him.
Yeah, nigga robbed him
and killed him.
Yeah.
Who else? Say PNB Rock. Got robbed for jewelry. I think somebody else who got hit recently. Vaughn. I don't know how Vaughn died. I think he went in a shootout or something.
It was a fight, and the dude. It was like a big ass gang fight, and when the nigga went got a gun, huh? They shot him.
Oh, wasn't Dirk with him?
I don't know. I don't know if he was there, but if he wasn't outside fighting.
Oh, wait. Quando Rondo. Didn't he get shot recently?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Quando Rondo still. He's trying to get out the game.
No, somebody got shot recently, man. I'm not making this up.
That was King Von died. That
no,
was,
nigga. Quando Rondo got shot like recently. Man, look that shit up.
He's trying to get out the game.
I'm betting $100, man.
You talking about that was little TJ.
Oh nah, he got shot too.
Yeah, he in the wheelchair.
That boy got a song called Mini Me out. I mean like on that 50 Cent Mini Me.
Oh, okay.
It's trash. But like, I guess it's our bravado and our flashy persona,
right?
So people wanna, well, how can I put this? If you out in the hood, icy and shit, niggas hungry. Niggas gotta eat.
I got another question. Do niggas need to stop going to the hood? Because I'm perfectly fine with turning your back on the hood. That don't bother me. Not my friends, not the people I care about, but the neighborhood that I grew up in. I'm going to help you, but I'm going to help you from Brentwood, and I'm going to send somebody else down to the 9th Ward to help y'all niggas. I'm not going to be there. And if I am going to be there, it's going to be with like 30 motherfuckers. I ain't about to just, like, they get they proud of, I'm walking through such and such with no security. No, you heard niggas say that before.
Yeah.
Like, that shit, like, that's a badge of honor to certain niggas. That's stupid and reckless.
Well, all right. Let's be real. A lot of rappers are broke. They don't have money. They got fake money. Like, yeah. They ain't got a lot of money. And security is hella expensive. Security is big business. It's hella expensive. So, I mean, they might say I ain't got security because they can't afford that shit. Security is expensive, my nigga.
But then they got to be careful how they move. You can't move how you want to move, dog. And you won't be that nigga who walked through the hood like, no, don't do that shit. Not yet. You can't afford to do that yet.
Everybody make fun of, what's my dude name? These niggas ain't heard of me. What's that nigga name? Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Everybody make fun of him, but he got security. But,
I mean, he ain't even touch it. Right. So I think most of the hate come from him being a rat.
Man, I don't know how many stand-up niggas they got in hip-hop like that. A lot of niggas might be rats. I don't know. Like some niggas,
he a well-known rat. He like Master Splinter, nigga. He's the most well-known rat ever, nigga. Who a more famous rat than Master Splinter? He like top tier.
Nigga, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, okay. I mean, but nigga, when somebody say rat, I think, Mickey Mouse don't pop in my head. I think about Master Splinter. Nigga, I love Ninja Turtles.
I said rat. I think about Millie. Correct. Oh, but I forgot what we was talking about. Talking about security and big business. Oh, you say, should he stop going to the hood?
Yeah.
We talked about this when Wick was here. Episode drama.
Yeah.
I be knowing names. I know it, but I know names. That's when Dolph got hit.
Right.
When he buying cookies or something.
Yeah.
Buying cookies for his mom.
Yeah. So a lot of people say he should have moved out of Memphis. Like, I mean, that's how niggas in New Orleans is, though. They feel like they can't stay here once they get to a certain name recognition because it's too much of a crab in a bucket mentality.
I ain't mad at somebody for like doing stuff for their hood.
Right. Me neither. Because I won't get to the point where I can give back. I won't put a fucking gym / studio / fucking rec center
swimming pool
everything on the roof.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, like I won't do that, but I'm not about to be like niggas. I'm not going to no second line with fucking $8,000 or $10,000 or $80,000. I don't know what's a good number. I don't wear like that. I think I'm a one chain nigga, dog. $80,000.
Oh, I was front. I said about 80 on me.
I think I'm asking. I'm talking about like what's like the big ass Mr. T shit.
That'd be like 120 and shit.
Like 120, yeah. I'm not no 120 in fucking jury ass nigga. So, like, I'm never gonna be that nigga. So I don't know what they're gonna do, dog. I truly don't have an answer because they all grown men. They gonna move how they want to move. But I wouldn't be in that situation. Like, I'm gonna support your business, but it ain't gonna be. I can't be certain places no more once you get to a certain status, though. I'm sorry.
Yo. One thing I read is a lot of the rappers who died was on Empire.
Yeah. I saw that there,
so
too.
They was trying to make connection. But then when I Google Empire, nigga, they got 100X. 200X, about 15 people died. I don't like that shit. Like,
They said they got insurance on them.
Because Empire's like mostly a distribution thing.
Right.
Because Cameron was with Empire. Busta Rhymes. We can start naming niggas. Right. Fat Joe. Like, niggas who are alive.
Right.
And the niggas who died in those street niggas, Mo 3? What? Interstate, how you died? Mo 3. Yeah.
Oh, they gunned him down while he was running? Yeah.
Because a lot of these, like, rapper artist deaths, it's like just bad place, bad time on those. Oh, you know,
hey, right.
Because I'm 03, like, I say he left a chick house. Like,
did somebody else die on that same chick house? Dude kicked in the door. And...
No, that wasn't famous. That wasn't a famous nigga.
Oh, that wasn't. Oh,
that was a regular nigga. Oh, I think he was talking.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought he was famous.
Nah, it's a regular like, nigga. We talked.
Yeah,
about
we
it.
Talked about it. Yeah, yeah, that's why. That's why. My bad.
I'm sick of journalists or publications blaming hip hop music for violent behavior. Music don't make you act out. It sets moods, but. I'm letting you know right now. Wait, what Hope said? Scarface the movie did more than Scarface the rapper to me. Like music,
right?
It's audio, but movies are visual,
right?
So I would think they have a big impact because no one is saying I saw Scarface now wanna be Tony Montana. But they blame hip hop for everything. Oh, he said drugs. That's why inner cities like this.
No,
inner cities like this because lack of funds, right. Lack of money. People, poverty.
Niggas is hungry. Like that's what it boiled down to. Lack of education, lack of fucking it's opportunity to work.
Like when somebody doesn't have money and they don't have jobs, they don't have idle, they got idle time, they're gonna do stupid shit.
Right.
Like you, if you got idle time right now, you're gonna do something stupid.
Right.
That's me in the street. Like I'm stupid, I'm gonna do something stupid. I got idle time. That's
right.
Natural.
Right. Like they something most likely nothing they're gonna change because human beings are violent dicks toward each other for whatever reason. They've been doing it since forever, and when one person got more than the other person, somebody gonna get mad and try to take it. I guess is that human nature because it's been going on since forever.
I can't speak on human nature. I can speak on me. That's like white people type shit. We can't say about black people because we never really had anything like. Once we got something now, like that was at the bottom. Like, we ain't never really had nothing.
Right.
And I ain't never been jealous because my man's had something and I didn't.
But you build different.
I'm built like a polar bear.
Like you ain't got a jealous bone in your body, nigga.
Nah, I get jealous.
If we walk in somewhere, somebody hand me $8 million, you're going to be like, he don't deserve that. Give it to me.
Of course.
Well then, like that's not. What I mean. Like they got niggas who are hate on their man for getting something like they both ain't got it, nigga. If nigga give me a sandwich, I'm cutting that bitch in half. We both gonna eat. I ain't about to say, damn, this sandwich good. Where yours at? I'm gonna cut this motherfucker in half. Fuck, we both gonna eat this fucking sandwich. Now I'm gonna be mad because I want more sandwich, but fuck.
This sandwich.
like. What people say? Real niggas is in fuck. What they say about real niggas?
What extinct?
Niggas going extinct. Yeah,
I say that.
Yeah, you say that. I be hearing shit. I be forgetting what I heard today.
I say that. Man. I mean, somebody else might have said it, but yeah. I thought I made it up. I see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it must have been you. I heard it from then, nigga. Shit.
All right. Say fresh on. Hey, why you ain't got no jewelry on right now?
Cause I forgot to put my chain on. I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting in the room watching the game, and then I'm outside. So I just jumped up.
You ever took your jewelry before?
Fuck no. I ain't never felt the need to do it.
I used to go to the club. I used to be iced out of the club. But yeah. I ain't never tucked nothing in.
Like, I ain't never was, oh, let me, I'm walking through, let me.
Because niggas do snatch change.
Yeah.
I remember, we was at Delgado, had a rumor that I got robbed because I stopped wearing my jewelry. I didn't have some hating ass niggas trying to start a rumor. Oh man, they robbed Nick for his jewelry. And with my shit the next day, like I wish a nigga would.
Them niggas it was so childish, dog.
Man, Delgado, I was so strapped on the fucking tie. or the Fist of the Rug. I
y'all remember that?
I was thinking that, all right, but back to this. I was watching on Steven Jackson, from, you know, from All the Smoke, and he was like, every time he go to a city, he check in with OGs.
Right.
Who would I check in with? We go to LA tomorrow. Who I'm checking in with?
I have no idea. I'm not tapped into that market, so I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. Who I'm reach out to? I don't know. I don't know game. I'm just going. I'm gonna look. It's a dangerous area. I ain't going here.
Right. That's how I'm gonna move. I'm gonna stick to the suburban areas. I guess that's the word. Like where the white folks go. I'm gonna go where white folks go at. Sorry, niggas. I'm not hanging with the niggas. It is what it is. I'm not trying to end up on no fucking. I'm not trying to end up dead. Shot or robbed. Fuck.
Which is weird. I would.
Like you should be able to hang with your people.
Like Rock got murdered, and that's wild of me because niggas don't really want to catch murder cases. Like nigga rob you. Like police ain't about to solve that shit. Right. Like it just happened. Like this is like a rob you for like. A car, or something like when nigga took your chain,
right?
They ain't about to saw that shit. Your right. chain gone,
right? It just take your L and then keep it moving.
So I mean, I don't know. Rock had to. I don't know if he fall back. You know what happened?
I have no. I don't even know if they gave him a chance to give it up. All I know what they said. The dude came. Something had to, unless he was moving too slow, so the nigga was just getting impatient because they had other people in the restaurant, so. I don't know. I ain't ready to get the details.
A restaurant in broad daylight. Niggas is bold.
Right.
That's some bold shit right there.
Ran in there, put the gun in, like, all that shit had to happen like this. Like, they ain't even give him a chance to do nothing. Like, he wearing all them chains. Like, you got to give a nigga a chance to take it off. Especially, like, nigga not wearing the big-ass chains where you could just do this no more. Like, you got to unhook that shit and all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
clamps,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, nigga, give me a chance before you shoot me in my chest. Fuck. Like, that's... That shit sound like a hit, dog.
Somebody, they tried to rob Dirk Hill. I killed a nigga Dirk Hill. Dirk. They tried to rob that boy. Wasn't this girl busting India? What's her name? I think she got the gun and started busting.
I don't remember about that shit.
It's a home invasion. Yeah, they tried. She wanted to take in a gun and started busting.
He ended up dumping. That's fucked up. She was ride or die.
They was engaged. I think she dumped him.
Oh, yeah, she did because he was cheating. My bad. She could have stuck it out. Fuck.
You expect your girl to stay with you if you're cheating?
Of course not. We ain't talking about me.
I know this random, but, bro, I'm thinking about making the stallion. That ass was moving. Nigga, that ass was moving, boy.
Oh, Lord. But somehow I'm going to end up getting I get called a creep every episode, so this going to somehow end up with me getting called a creep. Even though you think about ass cheeks in the middle of a conversation about crime in the hood.
Oh, man, that was creepy. my girl Janae, she was on episode 6. I think it was called Role Reversal or some shit. She was reading a book. Like, she weird. She read, like, anime books and shit. I'm looking at this character, like, she started, like, I'm like, what is in there? I'm scrolling through the pages, and they had the character with, like, a finger in her mouth and shit looking all sexy. I'm like, hold up, man. Is anime porn? Yo, what's anime porn called? Because I'm like, watching that shit.
Hentai, nigga.
Yeah. I went home trying to Google anime porn. And she, like, and she called me a creep. She was like, it's hentai, you creep. I'm like, I want to watch that shit. Like, this shit.
Oh, listen. You didn't be having sex with aliens and all kinds of shit.
I ain't trying to see all that. Man, I was watching this fucking, I didn't talk about it. I don't know what this was. It was some kind of Justice League type shit. And Harley Quinn and Robin tied up in the bed. And she was in her drawers and shit. And like what they started making like kids TV shows sexy. And she was like, oh.
That might be directed toward the teens. That's why.
That's for like adults. Nigga, my dick was getting hard. Cause I think that was like She not gonna tell him like how to save God unless she fucking myself. She used the words, but they started kissing and she cut the light off. I'm like, man, yeah, man, keep going. I wanna see this.
Nah, this nigga. She a perv, man.
I am. But back to the topic. It seemed like as a hip hop artist, we are targeted. I'm saying we don't rap no more.
Right.
But they are targeted and you can't do simple things. Like we said, Dolph got hit buying cookies with his daughter. Local legend Slim. And he was visiting his mom and he wound up getting hit. True story, I'm a kid, I'm like 16, 17. Right. And I never was a fan of Soulja Slim music. That just wasn't me. So this grown man was like, he was talking about something. I was like, man, I don't like Soulja Slim. So he got mad and wanted to fight me. like he about 28, 29 at the time. I'm like 16. Like, man, fuck this. I don't want pop, 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 pop. That nigga got like 9-pieced. I got that boy on the wall just tagging him. Like, I'm lighting this nigga up. That's when I knew I had hands. Cause he's a grown man. I'm tagging this nigga.
That nigga really wanted to fight you because you don't listen to Soulja Slim, dog.
Cause I was like, I'm disrespectful. I'm like, this nigga trash. I was talking crazy.
Nigga, who cares? It's y'all having a conversation about rap music.
In fact, it was a few niggas like my age and some older cats, cause I was by Jamie on.
Yeah.
I think I was by the basketball court. Or whatever. And man, whatever. Watch your stupid ass.
These niggas wild, dog.
Yeah, but like I said, they got Slim by his house. They got what was their name? Young Greatness. Teddy. Theodore. Fact Man. Young Greatness. Give me his name.
I know he got shot at the Waffle House. I remember. Yeah. I used to go to that Waffle House. That bitch closed now.
Yeah, they got him. They got what's my other nigga name? New Orleans. BYT Youngin.
Yeah,
that's the name. Yeah, Theodore Joseph. And he went to the K. Like, he just started taking off. And man, I hate the fact that niggas' lives are getting cut short, and they finally hitting their stride.
Right,
Pop Smoke. I wasn't a Pop Smoke fan, but he started catching fire.
Yeah, he was getting hot. Yeah.
He started catching fire and got that boy at an Airbnb. Man, this is fucked
up. For a fucking watch.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all like this, bro. No materialistic thing is worth your life. I'm saying that shit, but I got robbed before and I'm not letting it happen again.
Right.
I got PTSD to this day from that. I can't let that shit happen again. It got to go a different way. It got to. But I mean, if y'all got expensive jewelry, should be insured in a way. So get that shit up. It's insured.
But you know how niggas is. They be wanting to be the tough guy because if you give it up, the first thing they go do is run in there. Well, I jacked that nigga chain.
Yeah, but you can live to get it back. Especially if you got money.
I mean, but niggas don't be wanting to get made fun of on the internet for being a bitch. Niggas, they don't see the bigger picture is I survived this situation. I can go get another chain. Not, they always thinking with their fucking pride, dog.
One of our biggest problems, we always ridicule people for simple shit.
Right.
Like a nigga lose a fight, that nigga try to make fun of him. Like, nigga took an L, big deal.
Like they really, the people think, well, if you lose a fight, that means you can't fight. No, that means I lost that one fight.
Yeah, they ain't about to win every fight.
Right.
And that'll make you a bitch because you lost the fight. Like, niggas, lost the fight. Ha, ha, ha. Bitch, you fight me then. Nigga, you fight me then. I ain't going to lose this one. I bet that.
Like, fuck. Like, nigga, I ain't fucking Floyd Mayweather. Nigga, I'm not going to win every fight. Like, the fuck?
Like, man, this shit crazy, man. Shout out to the topic. We were talking about all imitating life and, and like just rap music and shit.
Yeah, just
rest in peace to all the people, all the rappers we lost throughout the years. I mean, we lost fucking Pac, Big, Jam Master J, Magnolia Shorty. Wait, we lost so many people. That's about it, bro. I really ain't got nothing else to say. You got a final thought, or you got something else to add to it, or what?
Final thought is you got to be more aware of your surroundings. I know everybody be wanting to keep it real and all that other bullshit, but like you gotta move different. Once you get to a certain level, you can't do what you used to do sometimes, dog. That's the reality of the situation. Facts. Yeah. You gotta leave certain shit behind to get where you're trying to get.
I might have to leave certain people behind too.
Yeah.
And somebody's gonna drag you down.
And that's very good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with leaving certain niggas behind, dog. I don't make you no fake ass nigga or no bitch ass nigga or none of that shit. Cause if they not they don't mean you no good and they not contributing to the cause, they ain't nothing but dead weight. So cut their ass loose.
Mm-hmm. I said every week, the team ain't solidified, the lead ain't solid. I've been silent since day one. Thanks for tuning to episode 69.
Giggity.
At the TMI podcast. Catch us on YouTube, Umbrella Effect, Spotify, Toxic Masculinity Issues, Apple, Google. And right now we expand our team. I'm looking for audio engineers, videographers, cameramen. What else am I looking for? Bad bitches. Yo, but if you want to be a part, we growing our network. You want to be a part of the TMI podcast, just hit me up and we're going to make something happen. Thanks for tuning in. Yo, this bitch. You dig.